You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 12 to verse 16. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, "This thing says he who has the two sharp-edged sword, I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name, and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, to commit sexual immorality. Thus, you have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly and fight against them with the sword of my mouth." I want you to note the way Jesus repeated where Satan dwells in this particular passage. This church was around the vicinity of the seat of Satan, to the point where one of them, Antipas, was killed as a result of his faith in Jesus Christ. In spite of that, they were faithful. They held fast to the name of Jesus, and they did not at any point deny the name of Christ. But I want you to note something. Though they dwell in a place where Satan is, Satan could not do anything to the church. They were persecuted and they were killed, yet they did not deny the faith. What then gave them problem? It was doctrines. It was men among them who were teaching things that were not correct that they tolerated. What Satan could not achieve, men in the church, holding Bible, standing up on the pulpit, were able to achieve it. We need to be careful of doctrine. You need to be careful of what you listen to. Look at what Jesus said to them. He said, "I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam." Doctrine was the problem. Teaching was the problem. What was being said among themselves became the problem, not the devil. Even though they were dwelling within the vicinity of the seat of Satan, Satan could not do anything. The problem was the teaching, was the doctrine. It was not the doctrine of Christ. It was not teaching of Christ. Beware of a lot of preachers today who are preaching many things, but they are not preaching Jesus. They are not known as men that draws men to Christ. They are known as men that speaks philosophy, that speaks motivation. They say so many things. What they don't just say is Jesus Christ. In fact, in this church, they were teaching that it is okay to commit sexual sin. Haven't you seen recently? A preacher was asked that somebody was struggling with pornography, that what should that person do? He said that person should stop struggling. Yes, we should not struggle. We should turn to Jesus. But that's not what he said. He said the person should stop struggling and continue to watch the pornography. I'm telling you, a preacher, the video is available in the public space. You can watch it. That they should continue to watch pornography and continue to listen to messages, that with time, their appetite for pornography will go down. I do not think that is sound doctrine. I do not think that if somebody is fornicating, if somebody is committing adultery, they should continue, and with time, they will eventually stop. But I'm telling you today, people are teaching this. This is a man is preaching this in the public space today. And other preachers don't have issues with it. The only time other preachers react is when somebody talks against money. That's the only thing that seems to move them. Jesus also spoke about the doctrines of the Nicolaitans. You see, the problem in this church was doctrine. But Jesus said to them, "Except you repent." All he's asking you to do is to repent. It means stop listening to false doctrine. Stop accepting false doctrine wherever you are. Stop them. Stop anyone preaching those false doctrine and repent. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.